You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. We're going to head over to Greece, where for a fifth day, hundreds of demonstrators have been clashing with police. Many railing against the shooting death by police of a teenager. Also today, union workers went on strike, and as a result of both, flights in and out of Athens Airport have been canceled, and public transportation has been badly disrupted. We go now to Sarah Rainsford, a BBC correspondent who is currently in Athens. Welcome, Sarah. And I understand the two police officers accused of shooting the teenage boy were actually in court today, and that triggered another round of clashes.
Certainly, those two police officers who've been charged, we did get some news from their lawyers today. One of the lawyers for one of the policemen charged claims that a ballistics report into the bullet that was fired and that killed the 15-year-old boy on Saturday, which sparked this whole wave of violence. He said that ballistics report suggests that the bullet was not fired directly by the policeman at the teenager, but that it ricocheted off, that it was a warning shot fired by the policeman and accidentally killing the boy. Now, that has not been confirmed by the authorities here in Greece, but it's unlikely, I think, really, to sort of quell the anger that's been demonstrated on the streets here for the last 4 nights. There is a very angry mood in Greece, across Greece, particularly here in Athens, where people believe that the police really overstepped the mark, and they're angry too at the government for being unable to stop the to keep the police in line and then to police the demonstrations properly that have erupted as a result. So, yes, news from the ballistics report, but I think probably the unrest will continue to some extent here in Greece.
And in part, that's because this latest clash is really part of an ongoing number of clashes that have taken place, some say, over the last 40 years between police and this basic mistrust that many in Greece have of them.
True, and also I think it's an expression of a real dissatisfaction with the current government. I mean, what happened today was that thousands of trades union members came out onto the streets. There's a general strike, as you mentioned, that's caused widespread disruption to transport and to businesses here in Greece. Those union members came out on the streets to stage a peaceful protest. Now, that was something that the government asked them to cancel because of security reasons, saying they were worried it could degenerate into violence. The union members said no way. This is our right to peaceful protest. We're unhappy at the government's economic policies, at the rising poverty in this country, the high unemployment, the fact that children here don't believe that when they grow up they'll get jobs, and they want something to change. So they staged that protest, and for the most part it was peaceful. Thousands and thousands of people passed by Parliament chanting slogans against the government and calling for change, but there was a hardcore of anarchist protesters, some student protesters, some very young people who then started throwing stones at police, throwing bottles at police and a couple of bottle bombs, and the police responded with some tear gas. But it was fairly calm. It was nothing like the real trouble that we've seen over the past few days here. So perhaps a suggestion that things are starting to calm down.
But Sarah, it certainly puts in a lot of pressure on a ruling party that is just ruling by a very thin majority in Parliament, and elections are not far off.
It is a huge amount of pressure on this government. They've actually just had elections last year. So in theory, in normal circumstances, there'd be a while to go till the next one. But the opposition leader here is trying to capitalize on the growing unrest and the growing dissatisfaction with the government, calling for early elections. Now, the Prime Minister's resisting that. He is saying that, of course, the killing of the teenage boy was a tragedy, that that should never be repeated, but that people shouldn't try to make political gains from this, and that the vandalism and the violence that we've seen here for the past few days has to stop. Now, the current sort of analysis seems to be that he is clinging on by the skin of his teeth, and he could continue to do that if he continues with his current strategy, that the governing party, although it has a very slim majority in Parliament, could survive this. But certainly, if it does, I think it'll be a bit of a lame duck government, because the opposition across the country has been very forcibly expressed. Those pictures from those demonstrations obviously have been played out across the country, and that will only reflect badly on this government.
And what's interesting, actually, is that some of the looting and the violence may have actually helped the ruling party, in that those who, it seems to be no question that generally people are unhappy with the government, but there were also a lot of people who were very unhappy with the looting and the violence.
Certainly with the violence, yes, and of course the looting. There are people who are not happy at all that some perhaps anarchist groups, some hardcore left-wing activists have been using the opportunity to run riot, literally, in the streets of some cities here in Greece. But there is still a lot of support for the expression of anger in a peaceful way, you know, for the mass protests that there have been here. And people understand, you know, how that's spilling out into violent protests in some instances. You know, there's a long history in Greece, because of the military dictatorship that there was here until 1974, there's a lot of support for the right to protest, for democratic freedoms. And people cling very, very firmly to those democratic freedoms, which, of course, are only, you know, 30 or so years old. So that right to peaceful protest is widely supported. The violence, however, as you quite rightly say, is not supported by a lot of people. And people have been scared by the scenes that they've seen.
Sarah Rainsford, many thanks. Sarah Rainsford is a BBC correspondent, and she was reporting from Athens, Greece, where clashes continue between law enforcement and people on the street.
It's hard to separate what the sort of contemporary political tension is in Greece right now from the tradition of kind of anarchist protest and the split that exists between the students in Greece, who have always been pretty radical, and the, you know, compromised political establishment there.
It just seems more widespread, particularly when you have on this day unions striking, unhappy about the economic policies. I mean, obviously they're not running rampant in the streets, but they are demonstrating, as Sarah pointed out, and exercising that right to protest against the government.
Well, not to diminish one death, but it does seem like a relatively small event to produce this national crisis. And now, headlines from Femi Oke.
Thank you. Good morning. The time is 28 minutes past the hour.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.